Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Double Sovereign. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the fascinating world of knowledge one Wikipedia article at a time. I'm your host, Aloy, here to guide you through today's journey. Buckle up, because today we're exploring a captivating piece of numismatic history, the Double Sovereign. Just to give you a quick snapshot, the Double Sovereign is a British gold coin worth £2. But there's so much more to this coin than its face value. So why should we care about an old gold coin that some of us may never have even heard of? Well, coins like the Double Sovereign aren't just pieces of metal. They are windows into different eras, carrying with them the narratives of politics, economy, and culture. They also spark conversations about monetary policies and the role of precious metals in today's economy, which are still very much relevant. The Double Sovereign made its debut in 1820 during the reign of George III. It's intriguing because the coin's introduction was part of a larger transition period in British monetary history. At that point, Britain was navigating the post-Napoleonic Wars economic landscape. Why did they even need a double sovereign? The answer lies in their attempt to stabilize the currency and manage the gold reserves more efficiently. Posing a question here for you to ponder while we discuss. Do you think a single coin can influence or reflect the economic policies of an era? While you chew on that, let's delve into the design aspects. The Double Sovereign features the iconic image of St. George slaying the dragon, a design by Benedetto Pistrucci, an Italian engraver who made a notable impact on British coinage. This design wasn't just about aesthetics. It symbolized courage, valor, and the triumph of good over evil, all very fitting themes for the time. The coin's evolution. Moving forward, the Double Sovereign underwent several changes. With the succession of different monarchs, the coin bore the effigies of kings and queens like Victoria, Edward VII, and George V. Each reign introduced subtle but noteworthy modifications, particularly in the effigies of the monarchs. If you're a history buff, examining these versions can offer captivating insights into the styling and political sentiments of each period. Were you aware that during World War I, the production of gold coins, like the Double Sovereign, was halted? The government transitioned towards paper currency to maintain their gold reserves. Which brings us to another vital topic, the shift from gold standard to fiat money. With the global economy's intricate dance, one might wonder how different, or indeed better or worse, things would be had gold coins remained a primary form of currency. Collection and value. For those interested in the world of numismatics, collecting double sovereigns can be both a hobby and an investment. Their value doesn't only stem from their gold content, but also historical significance and rarity. For instance, the 1937 Edward VIII double sovereign was never released for public circulation. Only a small number were struck, making them exceedingly rare and highly coveted by collectors. Here's a thought-provoking tidbit. What role do you think scarcity plays in the value of collectibles, and how does it compare to modern-day economic principles? Feel free to keep that thought buzzing in your mind as we proceed. Real-life anecdote. To illustrate the allure of the double sovereign in a real-world context, here's an anecdote for you. Back in the 1950s, a small collection of double sovereign coins was unknowingly passed down through generations within a family in the United Kingdom. When the collection was finally appraised decades later, the family discovered that these historical pieces were worth a small fortune. These coins were initially seen as simply heirlooms, but they transformed into valuable assets that could potentially sponsor higher education or even be part of estate planning. This little story tells us something powerful. Even items that seem mundane or merely sentimental could hold significant value, both monetarily and historically. Have you ever inherited something you didn't initially realize was special? Modern relevance. It's fascinating to note that the Royal Mint still issues commemorative versions of the double sovereign today. These modern iterations are often used to mark special occasions or anniversaries and continue to captivate collectors and historians alike. Even in today's digitally driven world, where cryptocurrency and contactless payments dominate the landscape, there is still a place for the double sovereign. Think about the juxtaposition here. We have ultra-modern forms of digital currency like Bitcoin coexisting with centuries-old gold coins. What do you think this dual existence says about our society's relationship with money and value? As we wrap up today's episode, I'd like to leave you with a challenge. Take a moment to explore an old coin or bill you might have lying around. Research its history, where it came from, what era it belongs to, and what stories it might tell. Who knows? You might uncover a fascinating piece of history mirroring the journey of the double sovereign. Thank you for joining us today on Wikipedia. I hope this episode has sparked your curiosity and provided a deeper appreciation for the intricate world of the double sovereign. Remember, every coin has a story, and sometimes they have more to tell us than we initially think. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep uncovering the extraordinary stories behind everyday objects. See you in the next episode of Wikipedia.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Double Sovereign. Thanks for listening. See you next time.